From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a moment, an update on what the Kyoto Agreement actually does to reduce greenhouse gases. But first, Lebanon today buried its former prime minister. More than 150,000 people attended the funeral of Rafiq Hariri, killed along with 14 others in a bombing earlier this week. Many Lebanese blamed Syria for the assassination, but Syria denies it was involved. The U.S. has not directly implicated Syria, but it has withdrawn its ambassador to Damascus and called on Syria to get out of Lebanon. Day to Day's Eric Weiner reports.
The former prime minister, Rafiq Hariri, was known as Mr. Lebanon, a self-made billionaire intent on rebuilding his country after 15 years of civil war. I remember interviewing him at his posh Beirut office in 1997. He was charming and amiable and obsessed with the reconstruction project. He wanted to see Beirut return to its old pre-war status as the Paris of the Middle East. Baria Amodin, foreign editor of the Pan-Arab newspaper Al Hayat, says that in this pursuit, Hariri ignored threats to his life.
I remember once sitting next to him at a dinner party, and I said, "It's dangerous. I mean, you know, somebody like you, you should leave. He had a beautiful house in Paris." And he said, "What? Leave? Leave my life? Leave myself?" For him, Lebanon was an integral part of his life.
Who was behind the assassination of Rafiq Hariri remains a mystery, but many Lebanese are pointing fingers at Syria. At today's funeral, among the wails of grief were shouts of "Syria, get out of Lebanon." Syria has had a presence in Lebanon for the past 29 years, and today that presence is difficult to miss. You see it the moment you land at Beirut's international airport and are greeted by portraits of Syrian, not Lebanese, leaders. Syria has 14,000 troops in Lebanon and exercises even more influence behind the scenes, says Farid Al-Khazan, a professor at the American University in Beirut.
Syria is in full control in Lebanon. In fact, final decisions on domestic and foreign policy issues are made in Damascus and not really in Beirut. This is a fact. Everybody knows this.
For years, Lebanese tolerated the Syrian presence on their soil, even welcomed it. Lebanon was at war with itself, in desperate need of help, even if it came from across the border. But Lebanon's civil war ended in 1990, and still, Syria clutched to its smaller neighbor to the south, despite a UN resolution calling on it to withdraw. Again, Farid Al-Khazan.
It's time to rethink the Lebanese-Syrian relationship today. And it's time for Lebanon to gain its sovereignty, and as simple as that.
That's a view shared by the United States, but Syria's grip on Lebanon is only the beginning of American concerns, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher.
In recent months, we have raised repeatedly with senior officials of the Syrian government a number of issues, including the Syrian presence in Lebanon, the continued presence and operational activities of international terrorist groups, and of the Iranian regime on and through Syrian territory, and the use of Syrian territory by the Iraqi insurgency.
So far, says Boucher, Syria has not addressed these concerns. So the question is, what can the U.S. do about it? The decision to withdraw America's ambassador sends a signal, but little else. State Department officials say the U.S. is considering tightening economic sanctions against Syria, but
we've just about out-sanctioned ourselves on Syria.
That's Richard Murphy, a former U.S. ambassador to Syria. He says the U.S. has had sanctions of one form or another in place against Syria for nearly 20 years, and with little effect.
The fact is, there is very little trade between the United States and Syria. There are some oil companies exploring for oil. If they are forbidden to operate, they'll be replaced by European, Asian competitors. That's a familiar story. But there isn't much that can be done on the economic side.
There is always the possibility of U.S. military action against Syria, but Richard Murphy and most other analysts believe that in Washington these days, there's very little appetite for that option. Eric Weiner, NPR News.